B1 Intermediate English Examination. State Language Schools of Extremadura. Task 1. The Perfect Schedule. You are going to listen to a conversation between two people. They are going to talk about their working habits. After that, you will answer questions 1 to 7. Choose the correct answer, A, B, or C. Question 0 is an example. You will listen to the recording twice. You will have 30 seconds between the first and the second listening, and 60 seconds at the end. You now have 90 seconds to read the questions.
So, how are you doing in your new job?
Not bad. I have a wonderful schedule.
Really?
Yes. I work Monday and Tuesday, and then I get a day off. Then I work Thursday and Friday, and don't get back to work until Monday again.
Wow. Just let me know when there are any vacancies.
So, what's a good schedule for you?
Yours sounds good. Let me think. When I was younger, my ideal working hours used to be 9 till 2.
That's not too bad either.
Not 9 to 5 like we have in most Western countries, but 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
I see.
If I could find something like that, it would be really good. I could sleep in until maybe 7 or 8, go to work, finish at 2, and then come back home and have the rest of the day to do other things.
Sounds similar to my previous job. But that was even better. I started at 9:30 and finished at 12:30. And I only worked 5 days a week. It was great. I was home by lunchtime.
Was that a full-time job?
It was indeed, believe it or not.
You could sign me up for that one as well. Have you ever had a bad schedule?
Yes, of course. I've worked in pubs where I only worked in the evenings. So I'd start work at 6:30 in the afternoon and worked until midnight.
Oh, come on, that's not bad either. You had the whole day off.
I hated it. I spent all day thinking, I've got to go to work later. I prefer working in the morning and get it over with as soon as possible.
I agree with you. I very much like to get it done and have the rest of the day to myself. You know, I once had a job where I was working during the weekend.
Really? Did you get any free days?
Yeah, I got Mondays and Tuesdays. I hated it. I couldn't see my friends or go out on Saturdays. I don't think I'll ever do that again. How about not working? How long do you think you could go without having to work?
Well, that's a funny question. In this job, I get really long holidays. But I feel weird when I'm not working. My partner gets really frustrated because I tend to be really annoying when I have nothing to do. I just get depressed and argue all the time.
Oh dear, typical.
But I don't need much work, to be honest. 1 hour a day would do fine for me.
How long could you go without having to touch work?
Oh, a couple of months.
A couple of months? You're so funny.
Yeah. If I have other things to do, like projects, doing sports, studying. I could probably go quite a long time if I was reading a good book.
Sounds perfect to me.
Now, listen again.
So, how are you doing in your new job?
Not bad. I have a wonderful schedule.
Really?
Yes. I work Monday and Tuesday, and then I get a day off. Then I work Thursday and Friday, and don't get back to work until Monday again.
Wow. Just let me know when there are any vacancies.
So, what's a good schedule for you?
Yours sounds good. Let me think. When I was younger, my ideal working hours used to be 9 till 2.
That's not too bad either.
Not 9 to 5 like we have in most Western countries, but 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock.
I see.
If I could find something like that, it would be really good. I could sleep in until maybe 7 or 8, go to work, finish at 2, and then come back home and have the rest of the day to do other things.
Sounds similar to my previous job, but that was even better. I started at 9:30 and finished at 12:30, and I only worked 5 days a week. It was great. I was home by lunchtime.
Was that a full-time job?
It was indeed, believe it or not.
You could sign me up for that one as well. Have you ever had a bad schedule?
Yes, of course. I've worked in pubs, where I only worked in the evenings, so I'd start work at 6:30 in the afternoon and worked until midnight.
Oh, come on, that's not bad either. You had the whole day off.
I hated it. I spent all day thinking, I've got to go to work later. I prefer working in the morning and get it over with as soon as possible.
I agree with you. I very much like to get it done and have the rest of the day to myself. You know, I once had a job where I was working during the weekend.
Really? Did you get any free days?
Yeah, I got Mondays and Tuesdays. I hated it. I couldn't see my friends or go out on Saturdays. I don't think I'll ever do that again. How about not working? How long do you think you could go without having to work?
Well, that's a funny question. In this job, I get really long holidays, but I feel weird when I'm not working. My partner gets really frustrated because I tend to be really annoying when I have nothing to do. I just get depressed and argue all the time.
Oh dear, typical.
But I don't need much work, to be honest. 1 hour a day would do fine for me.
How long could you go without having to touch work?
Oh, a couple of months.
A couple of months? You're so funny.
Yeah. If I have other things to do, like projects, doing sports, studying, I could probably go quite a long time if I was reading a good book.
Sounds perfect to me.
This is the end of listening 1.